For being here, I want to welcome you to our city council meeting tonight. The time is now 5:31, so I will open the meeting at this time. First item on our agenda is our invocation. If you would, please bow your heads and let's pray. Father God, we start the meeting with you first. Father, we know that you are above all things. You hold everything together. Lord, tonight, as we go through the agenda, we ask, Lord, for your guidance, for your wisdom, and we ask, Father, that you'd provide us with the guidance that we need to make decisions that honor you. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness. Father, we acknowledge as we enter this Easter season just how faithful you've been to Woodway over the years and to each one of us. Thank you, Lord, for providing for us. We ask that you would be with us tonight, and Lord, that our actions and our conversations would be a blessing to you. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, if you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we're now moving into our public comment time. The City Council would like to invite citizens and guests to address the Council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except public hearings. Those will be heard separately. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. The timer will be on the screen up here behind us. The Council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, we ask that you please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, we ask that you please state that item before beginning your comments. Thanks for your understanding and cooperation. I'll open the floor now for anybody who would like to address council. Yes, sir.
My name is Steve Smith. A month ago, on March 17th, there were four of us who spoke on behalf of speed bumps on Old Farm Road in the Oak Creek Addition. In 9 days after we spoke, your staff and your crew began to install the speed bumps. We cannot tell you how much we appreciate your immediate, and I mean immediate, response. I've been around for 75 years. I've never seen a city respond that quickly. And I think it's only fair that we come and say thank you. Thank you for making our street safer now. You need to know that the workers who were installing the speed bumps told us this is a dangerous street. They even recognized it. The mailman, the mail lady, she said the same thing. So you have responded, you listened, you put safety into action, and we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
Beth. Appreciate it. Thank you. Anybody else?
I'm afraid to get up after he got clapped.
We can clap for you too, Mr. Hoffman.
Norm Hoffman, 1172 Western Oaks. A week and a half ago or so, our city manager, Adam, reported to the Parks and Rec Committee a very detailed report about the history of the old Boys Club. His report was very detailed, and I found the history of the building was very informative. His report included lots and lots of details and gave the details of the current and projected cost for operating that building. We can argue about the projected operational cost, but they are just estimates, and for the sake of where the project sits, let's accept that projection and go on. I have listened to residents in prior meetings speak about their desire for the building's future. Let me say clearly, I don't care what the decision is. I really don't. I just don't care because I don't intend to use the building. But I want us to be prudent with our Woodway money and know the facts and not just react to somebody, to their emotions or to their wants. We don't have the facts about the cost of any cost for what we might do, except for options 1 through 4, which were offered to the Parks and Rec Committee. That committee selected option 4 when presented with the facts at that time. The projected cost numbers would need to be updated, but I'm tired of hearing about numbers about the 2019 engineering report on the building, which are outdated and will not make the building ADA compliant. Let's have no more calling for the recall of elected officials and threats. Woodway is better than that. Gosh darn it, we're better than that. And the anger displayed at this meeting hall rocks me a little bit. Let's get the facts, just the facts, and then make decisions based upon the money, if that's the issue. Now, in a recent Parks and Rec meeting, there was some confusion about what Woodway paid for the old Boys Club YMCA building. I did some homework with the Woodway staff, and Woodway paid nothing for that building. Let's establish that fact. If you want to argue that fact, I'll send you back to Brenda. But we went through several people. We paid nothing for the building. We put a fortune into the building, but we paid nothing for the building. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else, please? Yes, sir.
Richard Banker, I live in Woodway. Volunteers have organized a cleanup for Liberty Hills Cemetery started back on 10/21 of 23. Since then, the city has budgeted each year dumpsters, but now after two this year, it has stopped, and I'd like to know why. Baylor University researched years ago showed that 90 black and 35 Hispanic people are buried there. The total today has been proven to be 197. Now, this may surprise you, but I'm not black. I'm not Hispanic. But I do feel pride in restoring the cemetery to the pristine condition that cemeteries should be kept. Does the city of Woodway contribute money to the association to keep Whitehall Cemetery mowed? It was founded in 1877, and the first Liberty Hill Cemetery documented burial was 1910. Maybe the two cemeteries were started due to segregation. And why were there street signs directing to Whitehall but not Liberty Hall Cemetery? I requested to see the contract with Frontier Waste Management. The reason being, Frontier won't rent a roll-off dumpster to any Woodway citizen. It has to be through the city. Nor will any other rental company rent to Woodway citizens. Isn't this a monopoly? But the last 2 weeks, the First Woodway Baptist Church had a roll-off dumpster, and not by Frontier. Why isn't the city consistent in their rules? 3 times I requested the youth group to be volunteers at the cleanups, as our group is a 501c3 organization, to give them credit hours. Why no participation? The two Daves, they've been out when KCEN-TV and did an interview with the three of us about Liberty Hill Cemetery. Our city manager, Adam, has been out recently to visit. So I would like to know, and I give you permission, because this says you can't, raise your hands if you've been out to Liberty Hill. That's sad. This is our city. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else?
Yeah, This is for y'all, not them, but they do need to listen. House Bill 2127 gives us a lot of power over them. Basically, what it says is that the liability of certain preempted regulations, any person, including the taxpayer, adversely affected by a municipality, a county ordinance, order, rule, policy adopted or enforced by a municipality, county, municipal official, or county official acting in their official capacity in violation of any of the following provisions has standing to bring and may bring an action against the municipality, county, or official. If it affects the cost of your house, if they sit there and say that it costs more than what it actually is, you're going to pay more taxes. You're going to pay more insurance. And that's covered here. If they undervalue it, then you'll be underinsured. Your house will sell for less than what it's worth if you go to sell your house. And it's their fault. A declaration and injunction relief, cost and reasonable attorney fees is what you can sue them for individually. And there's a lot of us. You haven't got enough money to keep up with all of us. Immunity waiver, no, this is the best part. Immunity waiver and prohibited defense. Governmental immunity, official immunity, and qualified immunity as applicable are waived to the extent of liability created by this chapter. That means anything that they do that adversely affects us on our property taxes, on our insurance, and on what our sellability of the house is after they jack around and spend our money stupidly. We've got $500,000 on that bike trail. We've got 6.7 on the new family center. That's $7.2 million they're financially responsible for. And they can be sued for it. Each and every one of them that voted for that. This is what you're going to vote for? You want to sit there and have them raise our taxes because they overvalued our homes or undervalue our homes? Of course, our taxes will go down. Our insurance will be too low to cover it if there's something wrong. If the house catches fire, it's a total loss. Insurance won't cover the whole thing because they had it undervalued. Come on, folks. We're crazy, not stupid. And I'm tired of seeing people like that run this city into the ground. My wife's father helped found this city. And if he were alive today, he would be ashamed of these people. Especially you. You're the ringleader. Best thing can happen is you sit there and make up a resignation. Quit today.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
I wasn't going to talk, but heck of a, well, Bruce Hamlin, 1507 Wandering Trail. How lucky are we? The same week we get our appraisals and we have to pay Uncle Sam tomorrow. Just FYI, so the old people exemption over 65, $20,000, okay? That equates to, well, the appraisal district. These people don't make the values of our property. The appraisal district is the only people that can do that. And that's what you got in the mail. And so the homestead, $20,000, they're at the point where they do your, and they have a cap of 10% every year. So they start with 10%. And so that $20,000 saved me the amazing sum of $90. You know, so I just want to throw these numbers out. So our exemption, and we don't give exemption to anyone other than the over 65. So Midway, $110,000 exemption. Woodway, $20,000. McLennan Community College, $158,000. McLennan County, $180,000. So all I'm saying is because of the appraisal district, the state gives us a little, you know, room for error type of thing. So if we bump that exemption up, that knocks it right off the top of our appraised value of our house. So that's how you get to higher and lower appraised values, and these are the people that you see about that and yell at, not these people.
That's all. You missed the point.
I don't know if I did.
Thank you, sir.
They're the ones that sit there and bring our taxes up.
Anybody else, please? Excuse me, sir. Anybody else to address council, please?
And yeah, we can.
All right. Thank you all very much. Appreciate that. We're going to close the public comment time and move on to our presentation. So item number four is the quarterly presentation from Community Services. So this is their report regarding progress on any new construction, anticipated completion dates, and the issuance of certificates of occupancy and inspection statistics for the second quarter. All right, Mr. Davidson, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Council, Mr. City Manager, staff. I'll be brief, but I'm going to go over a few things that are going on here in Woodway, and then I'll be available. I can answer any questions you might have at the end. So this is for the quarterly report from the first quarter of the calendar year, from January to end of March. These are homes that are in construction. Predominantly what you're going to see pictures of is homes. The Charleston Park area and the Heather Run area are in the Cotton Crossing neighborhood, which is down at the end of Western Oaks.
Mr. Davidson, apologize. We're having some trouble hearing you, so maybe if you could...
Let me lean into the mic a little better.
There you go. Thank you.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Talk loud and fast.
Thank you.
We like those.
Let me back up then. Charleston Park and Heather Run are in the Cotton Crossing neighborhood, which is down at the end of Western Oaks Drive on what the old-timers would call the old golf course. Mm-hmm. Westlake Addition is developed, but we haven't had any. We finally have our first few permits here, so we actually should see some construction started on this. We're anticipating some homes going up starting in the next few months. Stone Lake Drive and Stone Lake Circle, these are down in Lake Forest. These are homes that are in the PUD area down by the lake. White Oak is an infill lot over in the neighborhood close to the elementary school. Badger Ranch, Star Canyon, and I believe there's one more here in Ransom Canyon. These are all in Badger Ranch Phase 2, which is down Badger Ranch neighborhood on the west side of town. Tanglewood is probably our largest development underway. There's a lot of homes here on Denali Drive, Sequoia, Kenai, Kings Canyon. You could kind of see in the pictures there's empty lots and then all the infill that's going on over there. But that's predominantly the most busy subdivision we have under construction. Forest Ridge is an infill lot. It's over off of Forest Ridge, right where Rio Vista, pretty close to Councilman Russell's house.
It looks a lot better than this picture.
Yeah, it's
come along.
He's come a long way since this picture, and he's getting close to the end.
He is. It looks good.
Bradford Circle, there's two houses here that are infill lots, Rainbow Drive. They're over on what I'd call the eastern side of town, close to the Little League fields. These are going to be commercial projects. Commercial project here, this is the restaurant that's going in down by the steakhouse in the Outlook area. As you can see, the walls are going up. This is Badger Ranch, which is the chiropractor's office all the way down, close to the end of Badger Ranch. It's further along in this picture now. It's getting close. That's probably going to be the next commercial project that actually gets open. Oak Creek is the bank over there behind what the Take 5 area by HEB. They've been building their driveways, and there's a big screening wall they built first to separate them from the residential neighborhood. But the bank itself should get started soon. We'll start seeing steel and foundation, so that's going to go in. Those projects are so busy, they stuck them in here twice. But the Colonnade is over by the hotel and the Foot Doctor in that area, and so the Colonnade's just getting started. But this is a commercial project. The first one is a dog grooming facility, and I believe they're going to put in a swim school as well, the two things that I've heard. So those are just getting started. I believe they poured the slab last week. So I believe the quarterly figures are attached in your packet. We're averaging about 130 inspections a month for the quarter, which is pretty active. Not overwhelming, but James is staying really busy, and it's good to see. So things are moving along.
What are we doing on the sewer line? How close are we to that?
The sewer line project has progressed on services. They're still in basically the same location on the main line. They're working between Jim Mark and Brookwood Drive down in the creek.
Working on the back end, basically. I mean, working to finish up the surface part, not the sewer line itself.
Well, right, the main line itself, they haven't moved much. They are basically tying the houses in as they in that area as they go. And there are a lot more homes in that area that are tied direct to this line as opposed to the rest of the area.
Late summer, you think?
No, it'll be winter before they're done.
It'll be winter.
That's my anticipation. I think they've told us they're roughly 6 to 8 months out. And I'm not going to weigh down on my opinion of what they say.
That old saying, what can you do?
That's right. There's not much. I mean, it's progressing, and we've met several times, but, yeah, it's happening.
As long as they keep working.
Yes. Yes, sir. Anybody else?
Council, any questions?
No. All right, then I will hand the baton off to the chief.
Thank you.
Item number 5 is the quarterly presentation from the Public Safety Department regarding crime statistics and law enforcement activities in the second quarter of 2025.
Best PD in Texas.
Thanks, sir. Mayor, Council, thank you for the opportunity to present. I will not take too long of your time. Wanted to go over our quarterly stats from last year at this time to right now, this last quarter we got through. So go over a few pictures. We are sending all of our sergeants to the Texas Sergeant Academy. The picture on the left and the picture on the bottom right are Sergeant Stevens and Sergeant Hilliard. They were recent graduates, and this is a state-recognized, state-certified Sergeant Academy to teach them middle management and leadership, servant leadership specifically, and transformational leadership. And we're really happy with the results. When our officers come back from these trainings, we sit with them and say, hey, what have you learned? What can you bring back? And they really have some good stuff. And we also usually follow up with them a few months later and be like, hey, what you learned from that class, so we can gauge it and see if we want to send more officers to it. And this one is a winner. The top left is a wreck I'm sure y'all have heard about on Woodway Drive and Santa Fe, where the vehicle was hit and went on its side. If you look really closely, you can see Sergeant Isbell on top of the vehicle, and there is an actual officer inside behind the front windshield picking up an elderly male who went to the hospital, and he fully recovered. But that was a hot call. The bottom is the recruitment. We were blessed to be invited to Baylor University to recruit, and we had a table met with several people about potentially applying. The top right is our giant. He is currently in the fire academy. He's 7 foot tall, and he is, and the other picture I didn't put up on here, he has one of the kids on his shoulders. I'm sure if y'all saw on Facebook, that was one of the pictures. So he's doing great. Him and another cadet will be graduating the fire academy next month. At that point, they will, didn't even mean to do this, good segue, complete the FTO Fire Academy, which is right next, picture right next to that. That is the new program that we started within our department to create an official field training program for new firefighters to where it's more of a uniformed and professional approach to training.
And those other people in the picture are the average size of
Those are just other firefighters, right? That's great. But believe it or not, whenever MCC has a tour, they're always like, hey, Crockett, are you free to just walk around? Yeah. Just walk by if you don't mind. Like, hey, kid, you could be this kid. You could be this guy. really quick to look at the numbers. We are looking at comparison from last year at this time to this year. We're looking at it looks like a 15 or 8.5% decrease from police calls for service from 4,200 to around 3,800. A decrease in reports taken. As far as fire EMS calls, VCO calls, and arrests, those are relatively the same. We had a 25% decrease in traffic stops. We had one increase in weapon violations. Our assaults increased by 4. Those are simple assaults, and they're always somebody that they know. Things get heated, and somebody loses their cool. We had a decrease in sex crimes, and a burglary went from 1 to 2. If you look at the bottom, our top 3 violations were DUI, which is also DWI, so intoxicated drivers, larceny, which is a form of theft, and drug narcotic violations. Our accidents did go down from 41 to 33 as well, and our thefts went from 29 to 21, which is a 28% increase, and a continuous focus on our thefts. I want to say next slide, but just muscle memory. Okay, so highlights. I wanted to highlight 2022 compared to 2024. You know, we're all about stats. We like to look at patterns and see what we can do to improve. And looking at a 2022 high of 36 thefts within a 90-day period, approximately 284 businesses in Woodway. That averages out to one theft every 2.5 days in the city of Woodway. The chance of theft occurring in 2022. Chance of theft occurring in 2022 at any given day was about 13%. Looking at 2024, approximately same number of businesses, 21 thefts in 90 days. That was a 42% total increase of a chance of a theft occurring. Went from one in every 2.5 days to one in every 4.25 days. So pretty much once every business week. And the chance of theft occurring went from 13% to 7%. Now, if we take away our four major commercial businesses, i.e. HEB, things like that, then we're looking at small business within the city of Woodway having approximately 1% chance of being a victim of a theft. Wow. That is, if you line up 280 business owners and you pick one of them, that one will have a 1% chance of being a victim. So we want that to be zero. We will get it to zero. That's my goal. I want to get it to zero, but we'll do everything we can to get it to zero, and we'll keep looking at the statistics and the patterns and what we can do to keep it decreasing. And if it does happen in our city, we caught three thefts in progress within a week at our commercial businesses just last week. So the word's getting out. We caught one that was a multi-state a thief that would go in and ask for a money order, give them the wrong amount, and then ask for the money back. You know how it goes. A local, one of the four majors, it happened to one of their businesses in Waco. They called all their businesses and said, hey, this is a picture of the individual, heads up. And when he came to Walgreens, the response time was about 35, 40 seconds, and he was still doing the transaction. He didn't even commit a crime in Woodway. He didn't have a chance. It was still in the process of exchanging, but we had enough. We were like, hey, it's cool. So he went to jail, and he has several counts, including failure to identify because he wouldn't give us the right name. Told me an Uber brought him, so I asked for the receipt, and that's where things got a little shaky. His story got a little shaky after that. Yeah, like, show me the receipt. We can just go. But, so other than that, just a couple of numbers I wanted to present y'all. I'm here to answer any questions.
Yeah, it sounds like you're working yourself into a very boring job.
That's the plan.
I
plan one day to be in heaven and unemployed because there'll be no reason for me up there. That's my goal.
Chief, not to put you on the spot, sir, but
yes, sir.
Since you mentioned response time, I was going to do it under my report, but it sound better coming from you. Would the council know about the response time over the weekend?
Well, thank you. That's kind of you. That's kind of you, city manager. We had a call Saturday morning at very early, and it was a house fire. I'm sure if y'all go to our Facebook, you can watch or listen to the 911 call. Pretty harrowing. You know, those are the moments that you train for, and you know, you don't let the, we tell our guys, don't let the moment define you, you define that moment, and that's what occurred. Our dispatcher just did a marvelous job. He stayed calm. She was able to speak, but she was hard to understand, but he was still able to get the information. When they showed up, the male who has a very hard time with mobility, an elderly male in his 80s, he was located by the officers, a 93-second response time from when the fire truck was notified to when he arrived. They had water, and we're making a snippet video that I think we'll release in a couple of weeks of the events that transpired. They did a wonderful job, and that's what's expected. It's not a surprise, and it's not anything that I'm surprised by, but that's how we run our situation around here. But thank you. I appreciate you.
That's incredible.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. We'll keep on going. Any questions I can answer, John?
Questions for Chief?
Thanks. No, thank you.
God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity.
You keep your Superman cape.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that's it for our presentations. We're moving on to our public hearings now. Item 6A is the public hearing on an application for site development in a planned district, a retail shop on lots 2 and 3, block 9 of the Oakdale addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 825-827 Estates Drive. The time is 6:01, so I will open the public hearing at this time, looking for anybody who wants to speak in favor of this application. All right, anybody to speak against? Okay, doesn't look like there's anyone, so we will close the public hearing also at 6:01. Item 6B is discussion and consider action on the application for site development in a planned district, a retail shop, lots 2 and 3, block 9 of the Oakdale addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 825-827 Estates Drive. Could I get a motion to discuss, please?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, over to you.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. The city staff have requested that the applicant, Mr. Clint Byram, be present to answer any questions from the City Council. The plans have been reviewed by the city engineer and city staff and found to be in compliance with the city ordinances. Following a first public hearing, the Planning and Zoning Commission took action to recommend approval of the site development to the City Council on March 25th, 2025. I believe there's our applicant. He's here. If there's any questions of him.
I don't have any questions on this one. Does anybody else?
Pretty straightforward.
Want to talk to him?
Yeah. That looks great, and we're happy to have you all in Woodway.
Thank you.
All right. Well, if there's no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion on item 6B, please.
I'll make a motion that we approve or pass this application to develop.
Okay.
Second.
Moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. All right, that's it for the public hearings. Moving on to our one item for individual discussion. Item 7 is discussion consider action on acceptance of an application to develop in a planned district, an indoor sports facility on Lot 4, Block 1 of City Lights Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 7200 Woodway Drive. Motion to discuss.
Please. I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Thank you. Mr. Manager, item 7.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Mr. Sterling Thompson, the applicant, submitted an application to develop in a planned district an indoor sports facility on Lot 4, Block 1, City Lights Addition to the City of Woodway at the above-mentioned address. City staff has requested that the applicant be present to answer any questions from the City Council. This item is for acceptance only of the application. If accepted, the application is scheduled to be presented to the Planning and Zoning Board on April 22, 2025, and then again to the City Council on April 28th. 2025.
All right, thank you, Mr. Manager.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Thompson, where are you? Hi.
Hi, Mr. Thompson. I'm Randy Robinson, the VC for the project.
Okay.
Sterling couldn't make it last, but I was not going to answer your question.
Okay, great, great. Just wanted to be sure. This is the first step in the process. So,
right.
Any questions for Mr. Robinson, who's here, for Mr. Thompson?
Are you planning to utilize the entire building?
Yes.
For that?
Okay. Yes.
What various sports will you have in there?
Why don't you come on up here, Mr. Robinson,
sure.
So we can get you on the audio. And just for the record, so Ms. Donna doesn't get mad at me, name and address, please.
Mm-hmm. Randy Robinson. Our business address is 1115 East McGregor Drive, McGregor, Texas.
Thank you.
Of course, I'm not the owner, but I'm the GC for it. But they're planning on having weekend tournaments, after school sports programming. They're looking at having basketball, volleyball, indoor batting cages, indoor infield type for infield practice for baseball and softball. They're looking at having an outdoor 7-on-7 field for football. Pretty much running the gamut on it. No pickleball, I don't think. Can't swear to that.
E word, yes.
I'm thrilled for that building to no longer
I agree.
And it gets used.
It's going to be wonderful.
I noticed it kept referring back to Waco Warriors.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the Waco Warriors.
I don't know much about them.
Me neither.
Right.
But it's okay.
They are an organization for youth sports.
Okay.
And I think they oversee some leagues of all different types of sports.
That's kind of what I thought. But I thought, hey, are we getting some type of a baseball team or something? Which didn't.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah.
But it looks beautiful. Whoever did the drawings, great.
Yeah, they really do look good. Right.
This building has been vacant since COVID.
Oh, man.
It won't get used.
I know.
And it won't be an eyesore.
And was needing updating before that.
Yep, it did. Yes.
So do any of the interior walls remain, or is it pretty much a total overhaul?
There are a few. There are a few that are in there, but most of them are gone. Okay. Yeah, I think so some of the restrooms walls may stay. In fact, I haven't been in there lately. I'm not running that particular one, but I think nearly all of them are gone. It was pretty much total gut.
Okay. Is there a revenue stream basically renting out the batting cages or whatever?
Can't tell you.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Just being nosy.
I understand. I don't have that information.
Any questions for Mr. Robinson? All right, this is the first step in the process. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it
very much. Thank you for being here. All right, Council, motion on number 7, please.
I'll make a motion to accept the application for development in the planned district indoor sports facility, lot 4, block 1, City Lights addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, located at 7200 Woodway Drive.
I second that.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. Okay, that's it for the action item there. We're moving on to the consent agenda. Council, you have the consent agenda in front of you. Items 8A and B, are there any items that you'd like removed for separate discussion? All right, no items will be removed, so we'll jump to item number 9. Do I hear a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second that.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the consent agenda is approved as written. All right, the time is now 6:09. We are going to move into executive session. Accordance to Government Code 551.074, this is the appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment duties, discipline, or dismissal of a city officer or employee. This is actually the annual evaluation of our city manager. So we'll recess at 6:09 p.m. for executive session. PM, we're now back in open session. All right, Ms. Barkley, Councilwoman Cook left at executive session, so she's no longer in attendance with us. Okay, we're coming out of executive session. We're on number 11. This is the city manager's report. So, Mr. Manager, any updates for us?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Oh, just a few. The last round of interviews for Assistant Director of Community Services to fill Mr. Norman's position, that'll be completed tomorrow, and we hope to onboard somebody around the 1st of May. Next Monday afternoon, we will have our second Staff Community Engagement Committee. This consists of the ACO, the Chief, the CRO, and members of administration looking for ways to be more proactive and more involved and encourage citizen participation. Also, a reminder that Arbo Fest. Can you hear me now?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Also, a reminder that Arbo Fest is this coming Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And event lighting and electrical upgrades were installed at the stage next to the gazebo and the arboretum in preparation for the return of the city concert series, summer concert series. This starts in June, but the date is to be determined. And that's all I have, Mayor and Council.
Mr. Manager, thank you for those updates. We'll pass it over to the rest of Council, to our liaisons, to see if they have any updates from their committees.
Who's got? Don't you have a meeting more?
No meeting tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I misunderstood.
There was? Yeah, I thought there was.
Planning and zoning? I guess I misunderstood.
She told me today there wasn't any meeting.
Even better. No meeting is no bad news.
Okay. No meeting. Got it. All right. Anybody else?
Yeah, the nominations committee. I checked with Donna. We've got 7 applications thus far for the commission and board spots open. I think we need definitely need more for youth.
Yeah, always. So. Okay. And tomorrow's the cutoff, right?
Yeah. Tomorrow's the cutoff. But
so please get it in.
Tax day.
Yes.
Yeah.
That too.
Okay. Anybody else? No? All good? All righty.
May.
So we are at the closing item here. So do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded. We are adjourned at 6:46 p.m. Thank you all. Have a great night. Happy Easter.